Hello again, and welcome to CMDA's Dental Soundbites. This is Dr. Bill Griffin. I serve as your Vice President for the Christian Dental Association, and today we will meet an amazing dentist from Southern California, Dr. Thomas Lee. Dr. Lee graduated from the University of California, Berkeley with a BA in psychology and earned his DDS degree from the University of California, San Francisco. After about 3 decades treating patients in private practice, he picked up and moved to Rwanda so he could help meet the needs of patients there. Dr. Lee now serves as the co-founder and CEO of His Hands on Africa, a ministry which is building dental clinics in remote villages, training Rwandan dentists, and creating sustainable dental ecosystems to help and bless the people of Rwanda as evidence of God's love. What inspired his move from U.S. private practice to Rwanda ministry, and what is on his agenda for the future? Let's hear more from Dr. Lee's story. On today's Dental Soundbites podcast, we will hear from Dr. Thomas Lee, who is joining us all the way from Rwanda in East Central Africa. Dr. Lee, thank you for breaking away from your work in Rwanda to share your story with us.
Bill, thank you for the privilege of sharing how God is using me and how God is just really moving here in Rwanda and using our gift of dentistry to heal and bless the people here.
Yes. And for today's podcast, I've asked Dr. Katie Musser, the CMDA Dental Residency Plus liaison, to join me as a co-host for reasons that will become apparent shortly. Katie, thank you for your leadership at CMDA and for helping me out on today's podcast.
Thanks. So glad to be back.
So, Dr. Lee, your dental career seems to have had a fairly normal start. You worked for a few years as an associate, after which you began building your own private practice in Southern California. Then in 2013, you took a week off from private practice and headed to Rwanda for a dental mission trip. Tell us about that trip.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, Bill, I did have a fairly normal start to my career. And as I reached my goals of having a successful private practice, you know, I was living that American dream. And, you know, about 10 years ago, my wife and I were celebrating our 25th anniversary and proposed to go on a trip that we'll remember for the rest of our life. And so I asked her, hey, let's go climb the Kilimanjaro. And of course, she flatly rejected that proposal. And so I went back and I was planning and I proposed a trip to Africa again for 2 weeks on a safari. And so she accepted that and I was planning the trip. And a gentleman came from Rwanda and he shared his testimony about his faith in God and how that carried him through survival through the genocide. Mm-hmm. And you know, he was about 10 years old and the people came to his home to kill and he hid in a small closet and he saw his father and sister being murdered in front of his eyes. And so he instantly he became an orphan. He became a street boy surviving on the street. And when he became a university student, he started a small organization to help street kids that reminded of him 7 or 8 years ago. And one day a young boy came to him asking for help. And he quickly realized that he was the son of the man who killed his father. And he accepted him and he cared for him. He loved him. And when we heard his testimony, I was just blown away. The depth and the breadth of love and forgiveness that one can have through the help of God. Yes. And so the Holy Spirit at that moment spoke to me and said, you know, I blessed you so much and I've given you everything you could ever ask for. And here you are, celebrating this milestone. I am completely out of this. And he just nudged me and suggested that, hey, why don't you go help people, children like that in Africa for your anniversary trip? Mm-hmm. And so I knew it was from the Lord and I quickly said yes in my heart. But the challenge was, how can I convince my wife who rejected a difficult trip? And one day we were coming back from a church meeting and my wife looked at me and says to me, "Hey, honey, would you consider going to a dental mission trip to Africa for our anniversary trip?" Wow. And when I heard that question, I was just completely blown away. And of course, I was very, very excited. And she looked at me and says to me, "But you know what? Let's just calm down and ask the Lord for another confirmation." And so, of course, I quickly agreed to that because we do believe in a God that's still living and active today. And so I said, "Yes, let's wait for that confirmation once again." And so after we got home, 10 minutes later, we get a phone call from a doctor from a church. And he asked me, this is a literal quote, "Hey, Tom, would you consider going on a 2-week medical dental mission trip to Rwanda this summer?" And you know what? How much clearer can God get in confirming our thoughts? So we quickly said yes. And so in lieu of our safari trip, we went on a medical dental trip to Rwanda. That's how our journey began.
That's pretty powerful confirmation there.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, that's amazing. Dr. Lee, so it sounds like that call to missionary work began out of that very first trip to Rwanda, so much so that 6 years later, you sold your practice, and then a year after that, you were in Rwanda full time. You must have sensed, as we've heard in your story, a very strong call from the Lord to pursue such a significant career change at that point in your life. So when you left Southern California for Rwanda 3 years ago, how well defined was that vision of what you were hoping to see the Lord accomplish through you?
Yes, Katie. You know, going back to the call from the Lord to give up my career, it truly was an undeniable call from the Lord. There are a few moments in my life, you know, at those very important crossroads where you have to make these difficult decisions that have lifelong or eternal consequences. God speaks to me very, very loud and clear. And his call for me to Rwanda was also a very clear calling for me. You know, when I went on that trip, you know, I went with the intent of, you know what, God asked us to go for 2 weeks. Let's do the 2 weeks, pat ourselves on the shoulder and say, "Hey, you know what, we did some good things," and come back and go back to our life of living the American dream. I mean, we did what God asked us to do. But as we were spending the days in Rwanda, you know, I had this weird feeling in my heart that this just was not a short-term calling for me. And so I asked the Lord, I prayed to him, "Lord, I don't know what I'm feeling right now, but if it's from you, please, please confirm this once again." And so last day in our clinic, a young mom came with a dental emergency. She had a very severe facial swelling from her infection. She had fever, chills from the infection spreading throughout her body. And so I quickly treated her, removed two of her teeth, gave her some antibiotics. And at that moment, I realized that if God didn't send me there, that she could have lost her life from this dental infection. And so realizing that God sent me a general dentist from a suburb of California to these really remote village in Rwanda to just save her life and, you know, save her young son from becoming an orphan. That's when I realized that, you know, God can use my hands, which I've used to pursue success all my life, to make a, you know, an impact that's life saving and, you know, an even eternal impact on the many lives of Rwanda. And so that's when I said yes to the Lord to commit the remaining years of my career to help and bless the people of Rwanda.
Well, it certainly seems like the Lord profoundly confirmed the work of your hands there. And you've done more in your time in Rwanda than just provide dental care, but you're also looking to help others move forward in this. So tell us a little bit more about how your vision moved from you providing care to perhaps actually starting a dental residency program and other efforts in Rwanda.
Every time we go on these short-term mission trips, we see people lined up, long lines outside, and we treat as many people as we can. The line never gets shorter, and we go back to our hotel room just exhausted. And the next day, we start that whole cycle over again, the next day again. And we quickly realize that there has to be a sustainable long-term solution to meet the needs of literally millions of people in need of Jesus and dental care. Mm-hmm. And so for us, empowering, local dentists, Rwandan dentists, to care for their own people was obviously the answer and the long-term and sustainable solution to the problem that we faced every time we came here. And so soon after we started to come here, we realized that Rwanda has started a dental school with the support of Harvard University. And, we've had, I think this is a fifth graduating class that's coming out this year. Mm-hmm. And so now we have young dentists trained in at the University of Rwanda coming out. And so we are just excited to come alongside them, support them to continue their training, bring their dental skills up to a global standard. And just through the residency program, that we can support their clinical growth and their spiritual growth and to empower them to be healers and disciple makers in their community.
And I think it's pretty cool how you and CMDA got together here, because the person who took over your practice, Dr. Roger Joe, is a dentist on CMDA's Dental Advisory Council, with whom I've very much enjoyed working. And he's the one that told me about his hands on Africa, and that's how we ended up not long ago at getting together. So since Dr. Musser leads CMDA's efforts to create Dental Residency Plus programs around the world, she and I, along with Dr. Luke Taylor, met you at a coffee shop in Southern California just a few months ago to hear firsthand of your Rwanda residency plans.
Yeah, and it's always just really great to hear the vision and the story again. So I'm just really excited to hear this story and how God has been moving within your heart and your ministry. I'd love for you to share with us as well, just really the biggest strengths in the development of the Rwanda residency program. And then if there are some hurdles, share some of those hurdles that you are looking to overcome.
You know, the biggest strength here as I'm, developing our mission work here is the young doctors that are coming out of the university. You know, I recently got connected to a pastor, Rwandan pastor, who's been doing campus ministry at the university. And his, target audience is medical and dental students. And so we've had a lot of great conversations. And the dental students and the young dentists that are coming out of the schools, they are just bright, energetic. They love the Lord and just full of passion to serve their community through the gift of dentistry. And so, that the biggest strength I can tell you right now are the people, the young doctors who just are just passionate and fired up to join our residency program and grow as a dentist and a disciple of Jesus to impact their community. And of course, on the flip side, we always have these big challenges and hurdles. And I think one of the two biggest hurdles for us is, of course, the transition and the cultural element that we have to navigate through. We've been here 3 years and, we're on a continuously learning process. And every time we think we understand and we got it figured out, we get blindsided by another layer of cultural thing that we didn't understand. And then we learn some more. And then we think we understand, and another thing comes along. And so, transition to a new country, a new language, new culture, new system. Every country has a different way. I call it a different flavor of dentistry. We all practice dentistry in a quite different way. So learning through all that, and that adjustment has been a pretty big hurdle for us. But, we're slowly getting there. And and another hurdle is, in a developing country, trying to create something out of nothing. I think in the back in the U.S., if we were trying to create a dental team or what have you, we get our, we get the word out. We're looking for experienced dentists, hygienists, or what have you, and we go through interview process, and we can put a team together pretty quickly. And after a few months, we can be, moving forward with starting to get the work done. But here, we look for a dental assistant, and such things don't exist here. And so, even the dentists, they're just newly out of school. So, trying to create from scratch and bringing everything together has been a pretty challenging, long process. Yeah, another strength that I can share with our audience is that we'll be acquiring a building very soon to build our dental center, the Hope Dental Center in Kigali. It's going to be the home base, a foundation of all of our mission work. It's a three-story building. The first floor will be a private clinic where we can generate income to create financial sustainability. Second floor will be a training clinic. So that's where our residency program will be running. We'll have eight chairs where we can have 8 to 12 residents training in that space. And the third floor will be a conference room. And we'll have a dental laboratory. So, with that resource secured, I think it'll be a huge, huge asset for us to take the next step in our development of our mission work here in Rwanda.
Yeah, it's been really exciting to develop these programs that are equipping dental disciples for service within populations that are under-resourced. And as you know, we've been working with some dental colleagues in Uganda as well. Dr. James Magara is a dean of a dental school in Kampala, and I believe you got to meet him. I'd love to hear a little bit. Just tell us if you got to meet him in person and what that encounter was like.
Yeah, so I did get to meet him. We met at the dental building, and I had the opportunity to show him and share with him our dreams of building the dental center and the training and the residency program. And he was very, very excited to see the development of our mission work here. I did tell him that I do want to go visit the school. And I know he's in the process of developing a residency program. And I thought it was just really neat for us to develop it together and have some sort of an exchange student program where we can exchange ideas, exchange residents, and just almost like a partnership, parallel residency program where we can share resources, pray together, do outreaches and, mission trip together. And I just thought, and I've never met him. So just seeing, believers, God's children, just being united and becoming one to come together to do kingdom work. And I just thought it was just a beautiful thing. And so I look forward to meeting him in February. I believe Bill's going to be there in Uganda in February.
Yes, I will.
So we'll all meet together and have a powwow and see how God is going to lead this God-ordained meeting and see where God will take us.
I very much look forward to that.
Well, it is really cool to see the development of what I call a plus family. So we've had that growing in Memphis for quite some time, and our Detroit residency program will be starting next year in the summer. And to envision connection and partnership with dental friends in Rwanda and Uganda, to have a plus family across the entire globe, is really a beautiful thing that God is working out. And I'm so, so grateful. So thanks for sharing about that connection you had with Dr. Magara in Uganda as well. So I really do also appreciate just that multifaceted approach to improve dental care in Rwanda that you've talked about. This vision that would help to improve access to dental care within the country, as well as improve the quality of care provided by Rwandan dentists. How do you envision CMDA coming alongside you to supplement those efforts?
Well, I think CMDA is already supplementing our efforts because, you know, through you and Bill and many good people at CMDA, you know, we're networking, we're making connections, and, you know, you're sharing your experiences and resources to support us, and thank you, and we appreciate that. You know, I think CMDA is also, we're in the plans, I think preliminary plans of bringing a team next year for a short-term mission trip to Rwanda. So that'll kind of, you know, take that partnership to the next level. And as our mission grows, you know, we just need more help. And as our, I'm a one-man show right now, and as our ministry grows, I'm realizing that we need help. The help can be, you know, someone coming for a few months, a few years, maybe even longer, to do life together with our Rwandan dentist and just partner with us in this mission work. You know, the opportunity, I think, you know, we talked about doing dentistry and seeing the endless need. And I think the really neat opportunity is to have CMDA send doctors to really train and disciple and pour in their life into our young doctors so that they can also go and bless their own people. Mm. And of course, you know, these dental centers, training centers, they just don't happen spontaneously. They require tremendous amounts of financial resources. And so the support can be connecting us to other mission organizations, different dental companies that are really mission-minded, or of course, even financially supporting our efforts in making this whole dental center a reality.
I was speaking just last week with Dr. Trish Burgess here at headquarters about her trip scheduled for this coming spring of 2024 to visit your area and hopefully plan a GHO trip for the fall of 2024. And this really does strike me as a God-ordained partnership. Dr. Lee, the groundwork that you've laid in Rwanda during your 3 years there will be a great foundation for future development. And I could not imagine a better person than Dr. Musser to help solidify and maintain the centrality of Christ in the formation of this program.
Absolutely. You know, some of the, you know, you mentioned about the foundation we've laid. You know, one of the things that I didn't share about is, you know, our first dental clinic that we upgraded in the district hospital about an hour outside of Kigali. You know, that hospital serves about 500,000 people. Mm. And through that hospital and the dental clinic that we've upgraded, we are presently treating about 9,000 patients a year. Mm. And recently, you know, we've started to go out on weekly outreaches into deeper into the community with portable equipment. We treat maybe 60 to 100 patients a day. And as we share the gospel, we see 10 to as many as 70 people come to the Lord.
Wow.
God has opened doors to prisons where we go and take care of prisons and share the gospel to the prisoners. And, you know, this is just all impact from one clinic that we've upgraded. So imagine when we train up these residents, equip them, and send them out to these dental clinics that we're going to upgrade. The impact, again, the numbers that I gave you, it's going to increase by 5, 10, 20 fold. And that is the impact that we can make. And, you know, what better person than having Dr. Musser hold my hand and show me the whole step process of developing this residency program. And, you know, I am just very, very excited about the partnership that we're having. And I imagine, you know, I think we had talked about, Katie, about this idea of this franchise concept. And I think that's cool. I mean, this residency plus popping up all over the world. You know, we have, the idea of this curriculum template that we can bring into anywhere and make adjustments, you know, in where that's relevant to the mission site. And having this network of residency families globally is just really, really exciting. And the resources that we share and the stories that we can and the testimony we can share with one another to encourage and empower, it's just very, very exciting.
Yeah, it is so exciting. It's this approach of kind of surrender, open-handed, Lord, your will be done above our own. And it's really good to work with people who have devoted their hearts and they surrender in that way day to day. So thank you for the efforts you're doing. Gosh, the amount of work you're doing, hard, hard work. And it really matters. So it's been an honor to get to work alongside you for sure. Will you take a minute and share with us a little bit about your wife and kind of the role in ministry that she's been able to play within His Hands on Africa?
Thank you, Katie. Yes. You know, as I shared, I got the calling first, and it's been a 10-year journey of her trying to follow me and keep up with me, because I'm a go-getter. I'm, you know, just going full speed ahead. So the Lord really did take her to a place where she prayed, Lord, you're asking me to go to Africa. And, you know, I don't want to go there because my husband is going there. You need to give me a calling. I want to hear from you directly that you want me to go with him also. And it was a prayer really from the heart, and it took, you know, I mean, she was in tears. It was a gut-wrenching, just a process of trying to hear directly from the Lord. And, you know, her passion is emotional care. Her passion is counseling. And there's many, many people here after almost 25 years still hurting and still, you know, suffering from the aftermath of the genocide. And so she's continuing to receive her training in Christian counseling, spiritual direction. And so her role with His Hands on Africa would be a spiritual role. You know, she's going to be the spiritual director of the Residency Plus program. She's already playing the role as the director of His Hands on Africa and all the family that we have here. And so that's how we are going to, my wife and I are partnering together for our ministry here.
Wow. Yeah, she's an integral part of this work that God's doing, isn't she? Wow, what an amazing woman that He's placed you with. I'm so glad to hear that.
Well, Dr. Lee, how can our members best pray for your current and future efforts to show the love of Christ to those in Rwanda through dentistry?
Yeah, you know, the Bible teaches us that harvest is plenty and the workers are few. So pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into His harvest. And so harvest is indeed plenty in Rwanda and throughout this continent of Africa. And so, you know, I like to ask our brothers and sisters out there to pray for us so that many workers will come and join us in empowering our young doctors here in Rwanda to become disciple makers of Jesus, so that we can really share God's love, not only to the people here in Rwanda. Our goal is to send out these young doctors as missionaries to the neighboring nations. And so the impact that we make as they hear the calling, come and join in the harvest, and the impact they can make will be just tremendous.
Well, let's pray for that right now.
Yes.
Father, how we thank you that you are indeed unmistakably at work around the world. And specifically right now, we pray for your work in Rwanda. And we pray, as Dr. Lee has requested, that knowing that the fields are ripe for harvest, we pray that you would send more laborers, more to become a part of this work, whether it's provide dentistry or provide teaching through this residency program we hope to develop, financially supporting the project, whatever it might be, Lord, that because we believe this is of you, we pray in faith that you will provide the necessary components to establish this program and to work your will through this program for many years to come. And we pray for the same in Uganda as well. So thank you for the privilege of being involved in your work. And we promise to give you the glory because you deserve it. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So is there anything else you'd like to add before we close up? Anything else that comes to mind?
Yes, I do. I do like to share something. You know, even after 3 years, many days when I go to work, I still can't believe that I'm in Africa. living out my divine purpose. And once in a while, my heart overflows with joy so much that it actually becomes overwhelming. Imagine that. I thought success would give me that overwhelming joy, but you know, when I gave it all up and I'm here in Ithaca serving God and serving people, that's when God gives me that overwhelming joy. And you know, and many times I ask God, you know, there's thousands of Christian dentists all over the world. Why did you choose me to do this work? Why did you choose me to come to Rwanda? I really thank God for giving me this honor and the privilege of being here and serving God and serving his people. So Bill and Katie, thank you for this privilege and time of sharing my journey with you and our audience today. It's just been an honor. And I just pray that God will bless your ministry at the Residency Plus and all you do at CMDA, that we can all work together to see an amazing harvest for the kingdom.
Well, thank you, Dr. Lee, for responding to God's call on your life. And Dr. Musser and I very much look forward to helping make a Rwanda CMDA Dental Residency Plus program a reality.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Many of you may not know that the dues and contributions you provide for CDA help support endeavors such as Dr. Musser's current efforts to begin dental residency programs in Rwanda, Uganda, Detroit, Michigan, Augusta, Georgia, Chicago, and perhaps eventually other sites. I want to thank each of you for helping to make this possible, and please pray that the Lord will enable us to bring these efforts to completion. You may not be ready to move to a foreign country to provide dental care, as Dr. Lee has done, but if you are contemplating a week or so for a mission trip in your future schedule, let me suggest a particular global health outreach trip that may be of interest to you. From March 9th to 17th, 2024, Dr. George Gonzalez, the current CMDA board president, will be leading a team of physicians, dentists, and other healthcare professionals to Nicaragua, and the team could use a few more dentists. Nicaragua is one of our more accommodating GHO trip sites, as they have dental equipment waiting there for us to use, and they usually have at least one local dentist working with us. So, especially if you haven't done a GHO trip before, or if you are fairly new to missionary dentistry, this is the perfect trip to consider. You can get more information at cmda.org/GHO, or you can email me at bill.griffin@cmda.org. CMDA's National Convention is approaching quickly, and our dental contingent can be proud of the fact that the doctor scheduled to receive the CMDA 2024 Educator of the Year Award is a dentist, one of our number. I'll keep you in suspense regarding who it might be, as there are several good candidates within CDA. But I hope many of you can join me in congratulating this very worthy individual at our 2024 National Convention. Here's Jamie Majeski with more information for us.
Registration is now open for the 2024 CMDA National Convention. Mark your calendars to join us just outside Asheville, North Carolina at the Ridgecrest Conference Center on May 2nd through 5th, 2024. Our speakers include Pastor Tony Evans, human rights lawyer Ashley Chapman, palliative care physician Dr. Farr Curlin, and more. This convention is your best opportunity to fellowship with other Christians in healthcare, learn about current health and social issues, renew your faith through worship, and network with exhibiting organizations. You definitely don't want to miss it, so visit natcon.cmda.org to register now.
With Thanksgiving approaching, I pray in accordance with Psalm 100 that as we worship our great God, we will enter his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts and enter his courts with praise. Best wishes for a blessed Thanksgiving to you and yours. Till next time, God bless.
This podcast has been a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.